Okay, iPad in the working environment. We know that it's going to be great for the home, for the videos, for the photos, for your memories, for browsing, you know, the thing. But working on it, a joke, a waste of time, a productivity wonder. What do you think?
I don't think it's a general purpose work tool. I think it's going to be lots and lots of vertical markets. The medical area is definitely one that's going to be the focus. So I think you're going to see lots of... we've already seen things like insulin monitors and all that sort of stuff on the iPhone.
Yeah.
And I think we'll see extensions of that. I think we'll also see them in hospitality-style markets.
Sorry, if you just heard that, was me pouring milk into the container for the lattes.
So, yeah, I think hospital... if you think of, say... a maitre d' at a restaurant or someone taking orders or whatever like that, you can do all kinds of things into the iPad, straight back into the kitchen.
Oh, absolutely. Wi-Fi. Those pad interfaces, that you see them now, the touch ones. I mean, they've been using touch interfaces for years now because it's just easier. Bring that to the iPad.
Or if you think about people going around, I don't know, display homes, do you like this, do you like that, tick, 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 tick. The sort of things they've been doing with basic PDAs and simple apps, which can now go straight back via Wi-Fi, 3G to... you know, a site, and you immediately start the ordering process or whatever. So a lot of that can, I think, will come.
What about for what you do, though? Word processing, just general admin stuff. Do you think it'll suit?
Yeah, I can't see people... I think, as Andy said, it's designed for taking documents you've done elsewhere, fiddling around with them, doing a bit of editing and throwing it back. I can't see that it's a main computer or functioning, at least in that respect.
Yeah, I mean, one thing when I work on a document, it's I'd like to see, of course, what Google Docs does. Mm. I think that'll be serious. If you have a wonderful interface into Google Docs, that's great, because then you can collaborate and stuff like that. But otherwise, it's the getting the files in, working in them, and getting them out, and more importantly, tapping into the H drives, the N drives of the network to be able to access those files. If you break that, then it's next to useless.
I think if you're an on-the-go person who's always moving around and needs to collaborate on documents with different people, this thing is ideal. This will do what the phone can't, because the phone is just too cumbersome for that sort of activity. So I think if you're traveling sales or you're giving presentations to people, the idea of just being able to flick through a presentation in an iPad or hooking it up to a projector, walking into a building, is ideal.
Me as a photographer, semi-pro, urbanboxphotography.com, shameless plug. The ability to go somewhere and show someone my works is a hell of a lot better than on the iPhone, or pushing them to their own computer and you having no control over how it's presented.
So you can throw together either a portfolio presentation mixed with stills and video, do your custom slideshows and everything like that, and present that to clients.
So is it, just thinking off the top of my head, you know, were computers something primarily designed for the work, as in the Word, Excel, etc., and then all these things were tacked on? This is sort of coming at from the other side. All those you know, fun uses you want to do, but for this time, the Word area is kind of niche. Although, one thing that I find, and I don't know if this is about you, but if it works for you as well, but when I'm in front of my computer, it's hard to get any constant work done because there's so many damn distractions. The browser alone is always there. All the various software running in the toolbar, it's impossible to get that solid block of work done. If I'm going to try when I get the iPad to sit down and start writing documents in the iPad, because when you're in Pages, you're in Pages. That's it. You know, you can't do anything else unless you physically leave that instance, and that takes an active choice.
You need to rework.
Yeah. So.
Very good book.
So that's what I was thinking. That if you have that, you know, that singular mindset in there and no other distractions, then maybe your productivity or my productivity might actually increase.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that the Jason Fried and David Hanemar Hansen talk about in Rework, is the fact that a workday is broken up into so many fragments by meetings and distractions that all the real work typically gets done before and after work, where you've got that free block of time where you're concentrating. So the idea is you've got to clear all the distractions if you're going to get anything done.
The irony, of course, now talking about fragments is that we have to stop this one because it's now 5 minutes and it'll fragment off into another audio boo. This is iPad discussions part 2. Stick around for more.